There's my tune. As if I couldn't have gotten more juiced up for tomorrow's game, we get Dancing in the Dark, the 8 o'clock hour. Praise God. 913-586-7610. You're going to need to know that number. For those of you that have missed it, I'm going to keep reminding you until your ears bleed. Luis Rees-Zammit, the Welsh rugby superstar phenomenon, has signed with the Kansas City Chiefs, or will sign with the Kansas City Chiefs tomorrow. He visited the Jets, Browns, Broncos in Kansas City and decided to find home in Kansas City. Boy, that might be worth a jersey. Because that's one in like 20 years, people are going to see the name Zammit and be like, who the hell? Or they're going to be like, ah.
That's, I remember him.
No doubt about it.
He had that awesome punt return, kickoff return in the Super Bowl.
Kadarius Toney's seeing this right now and going, oh, son of a gun.
He said, shucks, man.
Yeah, that's right. All right, let's get to the out of left field question. The toss has been made. Blake, you can you've won the toss. You've decided to use tails. It never fails. You can either defer or receive. What would you like to do with the out of left field question tonight?
I deferred last time, so I think I'm going to lead us off this time.
All right, the question tonight is, you're going to the ballpark. What is your must-have order when you go to the ballpark for a baseball game?
As you know, I always bring two answers with me. But I think it's hard when you go to a baseball game and you don't like to have just a classic on the menu, okay? I got one classic, one kind of fancy, not crazy fancy. But my classic answer is just a good old dog, man. I just love a dog and a beer. Like, that is the combo that never fails. And I am determined this year to go 9 for 9.
You going to try it?
I'm going to try it. I tried it last year. I think I got 4. I was 4 for 4. And then just a tidal wave of just, I was so full from all that liquid and all those delicious dogs. So I'm going to try to do it this year. The other one that I love, especially,
your German ass isn't getting the Sheboygan?
I mean, I like a Sheboygan. I like hot dogs more than sausages.
Okay.
Don't clip that.
I don't have any power over that.
Yeah, but dogs all the way, especially now that they're breaking out the new Vienna dog.
Yeah.
The Royal Stadium's bringing new dogs into the park, huh?
New dogs, Coca-Cola, and Quick Trips out there, I think. I got to go on a tour tomorrow for the stadium and see if there's a Quick Trip in the stadium.
You have to report back to me.
Oh,
so,
I will.
So dog officially. But the Royals, and I don't know if this place is still there, but they had this little corner spot in the left baseline, basically left field. It was called Fryworks. And Fryworks had a banging buffalo and blue fry basket. Buffalo and blue, buffalo sauce, hot buffalo sauce, blue cheese, little chive action on top and on the fries. It was so good. So those are my two go-tos if I'm going to Kauffman Stadium.
913-586-7610. You go to the ballpark. What is your must-have order? My sister chimed in. She said, big fan of the Sheboygan as well. But she says, mine's not too exciting. Big brat, that footlong daddy, that Sheboygan. Them peppers, those onions, that brown mustard. I'll walk out with wooden damn shoes on after eating one of those. With blonde hair and blue eyes. Stepmother Mary says she just loves the common food. Hot dog, nachos, and a beer. It all tastes better at the game. There is no doubt about that. My dad can get paranoid at times. And for a while, he thought, which is untrue, but he thought that they put jalapeno juice in the nacho cheese because it would make you thirsty, so you had to buy a drink. He's like, they do it on purpose.
Nacho conspiracy.
I'm like, or you're eating salted chips and salted cheese, so you're automatically thirsty.
Dehydrate you, man.
Yeah.
He's like, there's gotta be a way they're making money off this.
Yeah, it's simply too good. I'm easy. When I go to a Royals game, I need 3 things. Beer doesn't count because that's just obvious. My 3 things at a Royals game goes back to when I went to games with my father and friends and all these other sort of things. I need a Polish with sauerkraut and mustard. I need a nacho tray, just the classic nachos with a little thing of cheese with it. And then by God, by about the 7th inning, I need a Frosty. I need a chocolate Frosty, and I'm that guy that gets the plastic spoon, not the wooden spoon.
Really? So you go sweets at the game?
Just at a baseball game. Okay. I'm normally not a sweets guy.
Me neither.
I got a piece of strawberry cake in my fridge at home. It was this lady's birthday at my other job. Shout out, Anna. Happy birthday. I took that strawberry cake home because strawberry cake does make my knees buckle. Something about that buttercream frosting with that strawberry inside gets me there. But a pole of sausage with sauerkraut, mustard, nachos, and then the seventh inning, I'll walk my happy ass up there and I'll grab myself a chocolate frosty. And if it's in the summertime, I'll tell you what also gets me. I might substitute the frosty because it turns into like a chocolate milk. I'll get that lemon icy.
Oh, yeah, the lemon icy.
I'll lock my jaw up for two innings just cramming that thing down my throat.
I used to be full Dippin' Dots.
Always a waste of money.
But not so much. Not so much anymore. I don't remember the last time I had Dippin' Dots.
913-586-7610. We go to you now. You go to the ballpark. What's your must-have order? I tailgate my famous tacos and don't eat inside. I get full. Praise God. Let me know where you are tomorrow. I'll come by. 913. I love tacos. 816. Loaded nachos every game. From the 816, a different 816. I got to get those nachos with extra jalapenos and then cool down with the Choco Malt Heaven, see? Oh, and obviously on my nachos, it is piled with jalapenos.
I was going to ask.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, yeah. I got to have jalapenos. From the 816, beer, period. Does beer taste better at a baseball game, too?
100%.
Okay. I remember I went to one game. It's been a while, but it was one of those hot 103 games. And I got tickets from the station, and I was like, man, I'll go. Dad, you want to go to the Royals game? Of course. 103 degrees, you couldn't even drink a beer. Like, by the time you got half it down, it was warm.
Just, it's like piss warm.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I think a beer at a baseball game tastes better than a beer at a football game.
Yeah.
100%.
I think food at a football game is different than food at a baseball game.
Yes.
Football games, it's more so, it's tailgate.
Yeah.
Somebody's making smash burgers or Phillies or, you know, whatever, barbecue. Baseball, it's like, you know, going in, I'm about to drop something.
Oh, yeah.
Some coin on football or some food. Continue down the text line, 913-586-7610. Mine is particularly at a Royals game is a jumbo hot dog, funnel cake, and a boulevard. Man, I'm that guy that I'll never order a funnel cake, but if somebody next to me gets one, I will ask for a couple tears off that thing.
Just a little taste. To me, the funnel cake looks better than it actually goes down.
Yeah.
I'm like, that was good, but like it looks like it'd be better.
Yeah. Stanford Joe says the pizza at Kraft and Draft is unmatched. I've had it once. It was fantastic. They cook it in like 60 seconds, and it's that thin, nice, crisp. You got to get a Sheboygan from the 785 and hammer it. Hammer it, all caps. With brown mustard, sauerkraut, grilled onions, and jalapenos. Praise God.
The grilled onions is slept on.
Yep. I hate like raw white onion.
No.
But any other onion, I'll smash.
I can put those on, but that's on a dog.
Ugh.
I'm not doing it on the you know, Sheboyg.
Somebody says, definitely rocking my stained up white Ben Zobrist jersey tomorrow. There you go.
I only own one jersey. It's a Bo Jackson jersey, baby.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Soon to be in the Hall of Fame for the Royals.
Yes, sir.
From the 816, peanuts and beer early, then helmet, nachos, and a hot dog.
Respect.
913, loaded nachos and a margarita. Are they doing the beer bat baseball thing again this year where they put a bunch of beer in a baseball bat and you just drink out of it?
To me, that just seemed like a logistical nightmare to drink because you got to kind of awkwardly tilt it back and find a nice area where not slapping somebody in the face.
Mm-hmm. From the 816, airplane bottles of Fireball out of my sock. You're a bad man, but I respect the hustle.
You won't tell nobody.
Yeah, I don't know anybody out there. From the 913, brisket nachos in the helmet, baby. I got those last year. They were quite delicious. The only problem I had with it, though, is like the final end of it was just basically chips. But I got my money's worth, and I still have the helmet in my garage. I was going to give it to my buddy's kid. He's like 7. I was like, hey, Owen, you want this Royals baseball helmet? Dude, where'd you get that? I ate nachos out of it. I don't really want it. I was like, I washed it. Didn't want it, so it sits in our garage. Hot dog and a beer from the 816. Funnel cake, no doubt, from the 816. Funnel cake fries? We got a real thing here, funnel cake fries?
That is real.
Whew.
Seen it.
Man. Haven't had stadium food in ages. I go to Gates, High Boy, or Dixon's pregame grub. The only problem with going to High Boy these days, they ain't got the onion rings anymore. We did that story the other night. Well, they have onion rings, but they're not the same ones. Chili cheese fries. If I have a sober drive to the game and I get after it, I will 100% get a thing of chili cheese fries and have at least three stains on my shirt.
It's inevitable that I always drop whatever I'm eating on my jersey.
You know what they should do is they should do like a funnel cake corn dog.
Oh,
you know
stop.
What I mean? That'd be pretty solid.
That'd be delicious.
I haven't looked.
Then it's satisfying everything that the funnel cake maybe left off the table for you.
Mm. What do you dip that in? Like a little thing of syrup?
I think you get the powdered sugar
around
the funnel cake around the dog. Mm-hmm.
And then
you get a little bit of syrup on that bad boy. Mm.
Sipping on some
scissor. Just a drizzle on that thing.
Do they still use the term slizzard?
Older folk do.
Okay.
None of the youngins anymore.
The G6 song, they used to slap at college parties. Ramon slanging ice cold lemonade since 02. Is that guy still out there? I thought he was gone.
I thought he was gone too.
Lemonade.
Woo!
I fell for the beer and a bat last year. It wasn't really practical, but nice souvenir. See, my only issue with that is you're going to hold it and eventually it's going to get warm.
Yeah, and the
and
bottom
I don't like
of that
warm beer.
Can't taste good.
No. The only warm beer I like is if it's the last one. 913-586-7610. You go to the ballpark. What's your must-have order? I do like the ice cream in the helmet because it's nostalgic. Like, I always see Jake Eisenberg, who was on with Carrington Harris today, the Royals play-by-play announcer on the Royals Radio Network. Those things are always fun. But it's hard to eat ice cream at a Royals game. But I will, you know, I might have to get a Frosty tomorrow.
I'll be honest. I've never had the ice cream in the helmet.
Never done it?
Nah. I'm not a Swedes guy, man.
I'm not really, but
I love ice cream too. So it's like it's just different. Not at the game. I don't get a sweet tooth at baseball.
No need to eat inside with a tailgate. Spend your money on beer. Well, let me know where your tailgate is. I'll be out there tomorrow at 11 o'clock for Cody and Gold. I'll be on their show for a little bit, and then I plan on going out and meeting the people. I'm bringing the crown jewel to Crown Vision. I just made that up. Hot dog and unsweetened tea with an ice cream cone after. Whew. Especially if it's a waffle cone.
Where do we stand on peanuts? Are you a peanut guy?
I'll just bring my own. Can't you bring food in?
Not that I am aware of.
I think you can bring food into Kauffman.
As long as it's unopened or something?
I don't think it has to be unopened. I've seen people twice before bring in their own food. One was Chipotle bowls. The other one was Taco Bell in a sack. I'm not kidding.
What?
I'm not kidding.
What entrance are you coming in through?
I'm not. I'm telling you. I don't know. Gate D? I literally sat behind people that brought in. Carrington brought in a gigantic Costco bag of peanuts one time we did the 610 day at the K.
Now, do people, there might be two parties, or maybe I'm just a weirdo. Does anybody eat the whole peanut? Suck the salt off until it's gone and then just house the actual peanut?
You just gom in that thing?
Just fat lipper right there.
Mm. I don't know. I always just crack it, shoot it, and throw the shells on the ground.
You don't drink your Diet Pepsi through a hot dog straw text line?
Did you not see that last year? The guy at the Yankees game poured out his hot dog with a straw and then drank his beer or drank his Coke or whatever it was through the hot dog straw. He literally poured out the hot dog and then used the hot dog as a straw and sucked his beverage down with it.
That's a baseball ingenuity, baby.
That's a glizzy goblin.
That is a glizzy goblin for sure.
That's a glizzy god right there. And I'm going to be a glizzy god tomorrow. I couldn't tell you the last time I had a hot dog.
From the 816. I frequently see people bring longboards in. Well, some music.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. You ever eat at longboards?
Yes, it's delicious.
What's your go-to?
Oh, it's the Samoan.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it's got crab and rice and
pineapple teriyaki.
Pineapples teriyaki, yeah. And then I always get their hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to get the lower one, too, so then I mix them all together, and delicious.
I get either the 619 or the Cabo Chicken OG.
Okay.
And then I get a side of Chipotle Ranch.
I've only ever got the Samoan, so I've never tried their other things.
Mm. Yeah, I guarantee there's people bringing food.
I didn't know you could bring food into the game.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you. I've seen it twice.
That changes my whole perspective when I saw going to the game.
When I saw two people in front of me, and I know we got to get to a break. When I saw two people in front of me eating Chipotle burrito bowls in front of me, I was like, they allowed that in there? They're like, oh, yeah. You can bring anything in except beverages, unless you're the guy on the text line that says they bring Fireball airplane shots in their sock. But yeah, you can definitely bring food in.
Game changer. I'm going on Saturday, so.
Yeah, imagine.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Just saying. 913-586-7610. That is the Out of Left Field question. If you go to the ballpark, what is your must-have order for grub? This is After Hours on 610 Sports Radio. We'll revisit the Chiefs breaking news. We'll also revisit opening day and try to get you there where I'm at. I'm Dusty Likens. That's Blake. This is 610 Sports Radio. You're listening to After Hours.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.